It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Karen Johnston.
I wonder what you're hoping for this Christmas. Maybe it's that special gift that you've been wanting. Maybe it's having all the family around the table. Maybe it's just a bit of peace and quiet, a break from work, or all the lovely Christmas food, or singing all those lovely Christmas carols. One of my favourite carols is O Holy Night, and one of my favourite lines is, "A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices," describing the birth of Jesus. In Jesus' time, the world was weary. They were living under Roman occupation, still waiting for the longed-for Messiah to come. They were living under religious bondage, trying to live up to the expectations of the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day. It was indeed a world in need of hope. Into this weary world stepped Jesus. Today we too live in a weary world, weary of war and famine, weary of religion and persecution, sin and destruction. Maybe you're weary today, weary of circumstances in your life, difficult relationships, illness, sin in your own life. Into this weary world, into our weary world, steps Jesus, the thrill of hope. The old man Simeon experienced this thrill of hope when the baby Jesus was brought to the temple. He says, "Now God, let your servant die in peace. My eyes have seen your Saviour, a light for the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." Can you sense the thrill of hope in his words? What is this hope that Jesus brings? In Jesus, we have the hope of sins forgiven, the hope of freedom from bondage to the law, the hope of a relationship with God, the hope of his joy, peace, and presence in this life, and the hope of a glorious inheritance in the life to come. They say the greatest gift we can give anyone is hope. That hope is found in a person, in Jesus. The greatest gift you or I can give or receive this Christmas is the gift of Jesus. My hope this Christmas is that you and I would experience afresh, or for some maybe even for the first time, this thrill of hope, and your hearts would be filled with rejoicing in the birth of Jesus, Saviour of the world.